On le donne un bas très sec. In Avat Chesed, we're up to the first section, the eighth chapter. And what we've been discussing is the biblical mitzvah of returning collateral. That the Torah says if one gives a loan and one takes collateral for the loan, if that loan is something that the poor person needs, for example, you take his blanket as collateral. You need a loan, no problem, give me your blanket, give me your bed. So the Torah says when nighttime comes, you have to give it back to him. In the morning you can collect it, but if he needs it at night, give it back to him. Let's say you take collateral, you take his suit. The guy says, I need a loan. You tell him, fine, you're a guard at the store. So give me your suit. So by day, when he needs the suit, the Torah gives us a special mitzvah to give him the collateral back. That's the mitzvah of Hashavat Ha'avot, the return of the collateral. And we've been learning the details of this mitzvah, and now we're up to the sixth paragraph. If a person, they were making a public fundraiser, and he took upon himself that he'll give a donation to the poor. So he says, he'll donate 10,000 shekel to the poor. So the public collector comes to him and says, buddy, pay up. You took responsibility to give this donation. And he says, I'll get to it. So the public collector comes to him and says, fine, when you're ready to pay, you pay. Meanwhile, we're going to take your beds. When you're ready to pay, you pay. You have a beautiful bed set. Your whole bed frame and beds are worth 10,000 shekel. We're waiting for you to pay. So now the question is, does he have to return that collateral? So the Chafetz Chaim says, En hagizbar tzich lashiv lo havot. The public collector does not have to return the collateral. And even we saw earlier that there's a special mitzvah not to take collateral, not to take an item that the person uses for his livelihood. Meaning if the guy's a barber, don't take his razor, his shaver. If the Torah gives us a special commandment not to take a garment from a widow. And if in those instances, even if he took that as collateral, if he transgressed and took them as collateral, he doesn't have to return those items, even though ordinarily we have a special mitzvah not even to take those items. As we learned earlier, you're not supposed to take collateral, something that'll really hurt the person. If the guy's a taxi driver and he owes you 50,000 shekel, don't take his car. You're taking his parnasa. There's a special mitzvah in the Torah not to do that. But let's say the public collector did a mistake, he did take those things, nonetheless he doesn't have to return them. Da'aniim zochinam amon mishulchan gavoah. Because being that he's representative of the poor, it's considered as though God is collecting it on behalf of the poor. And it's as though it was given over to the holy of the temple, that it's as though he's a representative of God on their behalf. The commandment to return collateral is between two individuals, not between God and an individual. And whoever's representing the poor is considered, so to speak, as though he's representing God. Like the Talmud tells us that anything that involves the poor, one has to be careful because God says it's as though you're dealing with me. And we brought an opinion earlier that said that in an instant of an item that's used for food or a garment taken from a widow, we have to return it. So then here too, one would have to return the collateral if it's an item that he uses for his livelihood or garment of a widow. So again, in this instance as well, we have an argument. Is one responsible to return it or not? The Chafetz Chaim seems to side with the opinion that says we do not have to return it, but he does give credence to the other opinion. He says there is another opinion that says that even in this instance, we would have to return the item. Okay, let's go down to my room. Yeah, Matityahu. Guys, go. I'm with you, Matityahu.
I'm sorry,
stay there.
You're doing a quick about how often
do you do it? Sundays. Yeah. On Thursday nights, if we get to it, which we didn't this past week, we do a Mishnah or two with my mommies. On Sunday nights, we really cover ground. That's our goal.
I felt like you really made some progress on that thing.
What?
You pick it up.
What you did?
No, just by taking notes.
Ah, you mean the learning last week?
Last time, yeah.
Yeah, we covered a lot. That's my goal.
Yeah, it was like a whole